We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Monday, September 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, now that the Potato Festival is done in Posen, the Presque Isle County Republican Committee is hosting a candidate meet and greet this Wednesday. It's going to be at the Up North 23 restaurant and lounge there in Rogers City. This Wednesday, September the 11th, 9/11/2024. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. They're going to have a meet and greet. Invited candidates, countywide candidates, are going to be there. Darren Darga, running for county clerk. Probate Judge James Gilbert. Gilbert, probate judge. Sheriff Joe Brubaker. Their choice for prosecuting attorney Zach McLennan, Drain Commissioner Robert McComber, and the Register of Deeds, Vicki Koluski. County commissioners, they're excited. Cliff Tolini represents District 1, Bob Bretzky, District 2, Joe Libby, District 4, and Robert Crook. He's running for District 5 to replace the Communist Democrat John Chepa. So they're going to be there. They're going to offer some appetizers and refreshments. There'll be a cash bar available, or you can order dinner off the menu. It's going to be this Wednesday, September the 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m. If you'd like the flyer, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send you the flyer, and you can attend the event. So greatly, greatly appreciate those folks. This is a meet and greet. The party is hosting it, and you can go and meet the new Board of Commissioners and hopefully the new county clerk. Actually, I was pretty surprised to see the Democrat county clerk for Presque Isle County. She actually put up some signs. I believe this is the first time she's ever put out signs because she's never been challenged before. But the Republican, Darren Darga, running against her, he's got signs out there too. Going to be a very interesting race. Hopefully, most people will vote straight Republican ticket. You get your ballot, straight party ticket, all the Republicans, you color in one oval, you're done. Now, personally, I would prefer if everybody would mark in the ovals for each Republican, but you guys do what you want to do. If we have a straight Republican party vote, straight party ticket vote, Republicans win, take back control of the House. Hopefully, Donald Trump wins Michigan, Mike Rogers wins the U.S. Senate seat, and we can start working on taking our state back. So, yeah, pretty interesting how this is shaping up. Very interesting on how these candidates are approaching their campaigns. Now, the U.S. Senate race, I want to talk about that for a second. This is going to be done basically with TV ads. The amount of money they're spending on TV is unbelievable. They are going to host a debate. I believe they've scheduled one so far between Rogers and Slotkin. And the more I'm looking at this Slotkin lady, her voting record, her agenda, absolutely, folks, Rogers was not my pick. You know that. But I'm definitely voting for him. This guy is light years better than Slotkin. So pinch your nose, do whatever you got to do, but we have got to get out the vote. We have got to take this seat away from the Democrats. Now, speaking of debates, tomorrow night should have been a pay-per-view event, but it's not. Different stations are starting their coverage at 8 o'clock. I've been told some are at 9 o'clock. I'm not really sure when it's going to start, but the presidential debate is tomorrow night. You need to tell your friends, your family, everybody you know, they've got to watch this debate tomorrow night. They're saying that this could be the only presidential debate that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have in this presidential cycle before November 5th's general election. Depending on the results, the outcome, the performance of the two candidates, they say this could be the determining factor as to who people are going to vote for. Recent polls, especially here in Michigan, are basically tied within the margin of errors, but they claim that up to, depending on which poll you look at, between 7 and 9% of the voters are still undecided. Both for president and even the U.S. Senate race. Now, I can't believe that people are undecided as to who they're going to vote for president. Well, we are here in Antrim County working on and hopefully can get approved today the final graphics designs on Vote Republican. And we've been kicking around different taglines as to what we need to put below it for a better tomorrow, for a better Michigan. Save our state. All the different taglines that you can possibly put on a sign that can be read at 55, 65 miles an hour as people driving down the road looking at 4x4 signs. Well, one of the designs we came up with was Vote Republican with a colored in oval. And then the tagline, you know why. Vote Republican, you know why. This causes people to think. This causes people to think about why they feel they might be inclined to vote straight Republican. Is it the price of gas? Is it the price of food? Is it the open borders? Concerned about illegal immigrants coming into our country, possibly voting? Is it the woke agenda being pushed in our public schools? What is it? What is your hot button? Vote Republican. You know why. So that's trending with our group. We're having conversations, discussions. Hopefully have it approved by the committee, and then we'll be getting those printed up and brought here to Antrim County. If you like to see the artwork of that particular sign, text me VR, Vote Republican. Victory, Republican, Vote Republican, VR, and I'll send you the artwork. Have you check it out? The signs are 4x4s. They're fire engine red with white letters, a little bit of black coloring in the oval, kind of giving it some impact, some definition. Really looks good. If you would like to purchase one of these, the 4x4s, $50 a piece. These are 4x4s. All you need to do is get a couple of T-posts and some zip ties, and you can put them out on main roads. Vote Republican. You know why. You know why is looking like going to be probably the winner. We have another one with a check mark. Doesn't look as good. And we've got another one with just the black oval. No tagline, just says vote Republican. So if you'd like to see the artwork, text me VR and I'll send it to you. Why is that important? Michigan is in play. That's the bottom line, folks. Both campaigns, Harris and Trump, have been coming to our state on a regular basis. J.D. Vance, the vice president's been here on his own. Trump's been here on his own. Together they've been here. They're going to be doing more events here over the next 57 days. That's right. Basically, 8 weeks from tomorrow is the election. And the one thing you have to understand, this is going to be a definitely all-hands-on-deck effort. Sunday night, got an email from Rescue Michigan. A lot can happen in 8 weeks. Many voters will be casting their ballots much sooner. Absentee ballots going out on September 21st through September 26th. 9 days of early voting. Now, one thing that you can do is to make sure we get everybody registered to vote. There's a large group of people out there, folks, that are not even registered yet to vote. Many of them basically being disenfranchised, empathetic, don't really care about politics. We cannot let them go by without registering and voting this year. We've got this flyer where basically people can register to vote online. We got absolutely got to put this plan into work. Final segment of hour number one, we'll wrap up this registering the vote effort by Rescue Michigan. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Discussing this effort by Rescue Michigan to get out the vote, register people. Their goal is to make sure that they get between 1,000 and 5,000 registered voters in your county to vote this November 5th. Many counties have a ton of people who aren't even registered to vote. If you can increase your voter registration by 1,000 people in your county, 2,000, 3,000, depending on the size of your county, 5,000 new voters into the qualified voter files, that could make a huge difference. Now, you have to understand, their marketing strategy, their campaigning, you need to persuade undecided voters. Tragically, there are still millions of Michigan voters who are going to end up getting their information as to who to vote for, how they're going to vote on November 5th from the media. They have no idea what's really going on in the world. Many of them can hardly make sense of what's happening. And it's our job to explain it to them. Make sure every Republican voter that wants to vote Republican is turned out. Especially in talking to people who are not registered to vote or are considered independents. Now, here's some advice from them. You need to make sure that you explain the difference about the two-party philosophies as far as policy goes. No sense arguing about the economy, who's better for it, Trump or Biden. You can pull out job numbers. You can look at inflation. You can look at cost of living. But you have to talk about what's important to them. Not you. Very simply, go up to somebody, strike up a conversation. You know, I'm just curious. What do you think the most important issue is that we're dealing with here in the state of Michigan, dealing with our national politics? What's important to you? Don't argue. Don't tell them that their answer, their priority is wrong. But if you ask somebody that question, I'm curious, what do you think is the most important issue we're dealing with? Whether at the state or national level. Whatever they say is their hot button. You got a person that perhaps lost their job to an illegal immigrant. Or you got somebody having to work two or three jobs just to be able to buy groceries, pay for gasoline, pay their rent, their mortgage payment. Ask them that question. What is the number one priority for you? What do you think's the most important that we're dealing with here at the state level, at the national level, when it comes to politics? Whatever they come up with, you need to basically explain to them the difference between Biden and Harris versus Trump. Republicans versus the Democrats on that particular issue. In the past four years, their agenda, their policies, their decisions have impacted almost every answer people give you. If they say it's the price of gas, well, under Donald Trump, we were exporting energy. The day he left office, gas was $1.89 a gallon. Now look at gas prices. Well, it's the price of food. Well, under Biden-Harris, we've had inflation almost 25% when it comes to groceries. Under Donald Trump, it was cheaper. Whatever their answer is, that's the most important issue to them. Talk about them, not you. Don't argue, but whatever their answer is, what is the most important issue to you, either at the state or national level, that you think is the biggest problem? People will be glad, more than willing, to tell you what they think. Again, whatever their answer is, explain it to them. The differences between the two, Donald Trump and Harris. Under Biden-Harris, look at what has happened almost in every aspect of your lives. And if you haven't seen that video yet, you want me to send it to you, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. Joe PAGS has put together an awesome 2 minute and 42 second video that looks at nine issues. Compares what Donald Trump did while president versus Biden-Harris. That's it for the first hour. We're going to take a short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky.